At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, what up, everybody? I'm Tahir Moore.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Hey, we got Memphis in the building.
Memphis in the building, dog. I was in Nashville last night. Out there for the whole weekend. Shit was popping.
That's not Memphis.
I know, but it ain't for
Tennessee, ain't it?
It's in Tennessee. I know. I ain't get a chance to go to Memphis this year yet, but as close as I got thus far, it's Nashville. So, man. Still get some good-ass food out there.
Memphis seems so fun. Like, I'd be jealous. Memphis. it seems so fun. Like, I'd be watching stuff, and I feel like I'm kind of jealous of people who are from Memphis. Because y'all are having the most fun right now.
Yeah, like, beating niggas up.
That too. Y'all like, music too.
Like niggas robbing niggas. The malls. In the name that of justice. That's what I don't understand.
No, I'm saying y'all got Duke Deuce and stuff. You know?
Oh, you talking about the good part. Yeah.
Why did you go to that part? Ladies and gentlemen, you see them all over the internet doing amazing videos, voiceovers, cartoons, everything, man. Please welcome Memphis' own Mr. Tut Weezy.
Yes, sir.
Tut. You feel me, man?
Hey, how did you get started?
How did I get started? Shit. How did I get started?
Is Tut coming from the Egyptian side of things, or is Tut short for something else?
It's my last name. My last name is Tutwiler, so I took that and made it.
Okay. I should know that.
Yeah,
wow. From your paperwork.
Yeah. You said a lot of paperwork for me. You should know that.
That ain't doing none of the paperwork. You might get handed that, but you ain't filing none of that shit.
Somebody like, oh, that's what you want me to send to somebody else.
I definitely remember when I found out your name. Oh, but there'd be hella comics. I'd be looking at the paperwork and I'm like, oh,
who the fuck niggas found out my name and came to me like I had cases against me. Niggas was like, can I talk to you for a second? Who the fuck is such and such.
Robert. Tahir didn't get paid yet, but there's somebody who turned in some nigga. Shit.
Robert checks, wait. Somebody hit up the name Robert after I found out what Tahir meant. But damn. I was like too far along in high school to try to switch it over. Yeah. So I just wait to college to start going by Tahir. Like, niggas want switching over in 11th grade just calling you Tahir.
None of
Robert.
Y'all would consider a legal name change?
Well, I mean, it's my middle name, so there's no need to do it.
I'm changing my middle name.
Are you? Wow.
Legally?
Heck
to what?
Yeah. Cloud?
Okay.
All right. I'm making it official. I will relate to that way more than my middle name.
Well, I mean, I go by Tahir Moore, and Tahir's just the middle name, and my last name is Moore, so it's like, I always feel like, fuck it, man. If something happens legally with more tax shit, I'll just blame that on Robert Moore and I'll change it.
It's not gonna work. Look,
you can't wait until the crime happens.
You have it
to
easier
change your name
because you could change Robert and still go by Tahir Moore. But then when somebody hits you your ID, it'd be like, oh, Conrad Tahir Moore. That's kind of crazy, Sir Tahir Moore. That's kind of flawed.
Sire Tahir Moore.
Sir.
I mean, it might still happen. We got time. I never had the inkling to just go do it, though. I feel like you're still kind of honoring my dad because I was named after my dad. So,
right.
You know, my mom's just keep it funky right there with that.
Right.
But Robert just sound like a nigga that's going to do your taxes. I've always thought that. Hey, I'm Robert Moore. You got your paperwork? That's how I was like, nah, dog. They don't.
And he got one of them flies. He crawling.
Oh, with the number underneath him?
With his arms crossed.
I'll get your black ass out of jail. Call this number. Like, hey, man.
You are a white man. Just like this. Are you in trouble?
So wait, did people call you Tuck Weezy based off your last name, or did you just take your last name and flip it?
Actually, I guess YouTube checked my search engine and seen there was a lot of Lil Wayne in it. Mm-hmm. And they took my last name and simulated like a couple of names. One of them was like Tutman 45.
So this was an auto word generator. Like,
oh, shit. YouTube
for my YouTube
your
name? Yeah.
Oh, word.
Like Childish Gambino. That's how he got.
Really?
Yeah. He got his from like a random generator. There's a lot of rappers that be doing that.
Oh, shit.
Because they're just like, I'm not in the streets like that. No one's giving me a good nickname. Let me ask the internet.
The game changed when they started putting all of these letters with it, too. The NBA, YLM. Why the letters?
I get it, though. It's like,
that's they squad.
It's almost like advertisement. Like, if you was from, like, shout out to 600 Breezy. I'm a fan of a lot of Chicago rap. Mm-hmm. There are gangs in out there that, like, people will put it as a part of their rap name, so if they blow up, it's like putting their gang on.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
So that's why there'd be like multiple rappers with that little like the little tag in front.
Mm-hmm.
But there's usually like only one or two that blow up.
Who you listening to right now that's maybe up and coming that maybe a lot of people don't know? Because you be on the new shit. I've recently got like I've been like falling back in love with like street rap and shit. Mm-hmm. And Spotify has a really good playlist, like a really good couple playlists of like putting you on putting you on some dope ass shit.
None's gonna put you on more than TikTok and SoundCloud. Cause that's where I feel like that's where everything festers and then it blows up either on social media or on stream sites. But like I feel like all of the the underground stuff is going through there. It's going through the dancers that are posting videos. Mm-hmm. It's going through the DJs that are making mixes or like pitching down these like reverb mixes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Destroy Lonely a lot. You heard of him?
Is that a rapper?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was a video game. Is that like a video game or a lo-fi channel?
That sounds
like
though.
That sound like a negative self-help book.
All the LLCs are taken, nigga. Like, you can't be just Lil something anymore. You got to be after the party or you got to be a fucking sentence now.
Yeah, okay. Destroy Lonely.
Yeah, he has like a couple. He's like one of those rappers that'll have like a leak of a clip that's 45 seconds, horrible quality, but people will remix it and fix it up and do all this stuff and make his marketing for him before he drops it. Okay. That's like a really good situation to be.
Yeah.
Niggas be having them fans.
I'm fucking with this rapper called Rundown Chopper Boy.
That's more of a sentence than Destroy Love.
Rundown Chopper Boy.
That's a full sentence.
Rundown Chopper Boy.
Sounds amazing.
Oh my God, it's Rundown Chopper Boy.
That shit go hard. He got it. He only got like 3 tracks out on Spotify, but each one of them motherfuckers go crazy. Him, some dude named Jab with 2 B's. He got a song called Two Nights. Mm-hmm. And a chick named Tia Kareen.
Oh yeah.
These are all people that
wanna be coming freaky tea.
These are all people who are brand new. They only got 2-3 songs on Spotify.
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking brand new. I thought.
Yeah, I like catching them and watching the ascension and seeing who's gonna really like seeing if I can kind of like forecast like oh yeah this motherfucker gonna make it because like even though Rundown Chopper Boy that's a mouthful, hey that motherfucker he be spitting though.
He got the Pusheisty in the Spotify video.
Bro, I mean, you know what's crazy? All right, so you know how Spotify does, like, sometimes when they play the song, they give you a clip of the video while they're doing it. It's a part on one of his songs on that little video thing where he looks just like JoJo, Kev's son, and it's so creepy to
that's
see.
That's wild. Gangsta JoJo?
Yeah, Gangsta JoJo just rapping. It's like, no, the streets got him.
That's so wild. I think the doppelganger thing is 1,000%.
Bro, it's
correct.
Getting more and more visible because of social media. Right. Like, growing up, I didn't see anybody that looked like me, but now like they everywhere, bro. Somebody
social
tagged
media
me.
Is the reason.
Hell no.
Somebody tagged me some shit.
For the clones.
Imagine if you were God and you were like, I'ma make something similar, I'll put one in Africa and one in America. Yeah. They'll never see each other. Then social media connect everybody. You like, oh shit.
Bro, nigga told me he thought I had put the extensions in. Bro.
Wait, where is he?
I don't know. This is on a video.
Oh, that's America though.
Yeah, this is America, God. But like bro, I looked at, I had to double take.
That is
take,
hilarious.
Like, he got my beard too, the little crunchy beard.
That be making me think that we were made in a factory, because it's almost like there were hair swaps.
Oh,
there were skin color
copy paste.
Color swaps. Style swaps, like even just where you grew up, like it, there could be a, like an Indian to here in India,
bro. What's crazy is
without Instagram, no one would have known.
I've never seen a darker skinned doppelganger. We're all light skinned
and black.
I've never, yeah, I'm what about always white? Black. I mean, I actually haven't seen any black ones either.
Seen a white tear?
I've never seen a white one.
What about Asian?
That no Asian ones.
This for sure an Asian to hear.
Yeah, I'm not denying. I'm just saying team. Like all my doppelgangers are literally like in the same color scheme as me too. It's like guy really up there just hitting
are
like copy
ginger?
Paste. Not all of us, but a lot of them have like I mean you saw a boy he had it in his locks.
But did he have
and
freckles?
His beard? Look at his beard. Yeah, he got the beard and the freckles. Bro, look at this dude, bro. I'm gonna have to put it in the thing. Yep. Freckles all day. Right. Punch beard, just like my beard be doing. Be going. For, all of that, bro.
We looking at the multiversa to here.
Have you ever seen someone, these are harder to spot, but have you ever seen someone who looks exactly like you or someone you know, but with completely different, like different hair, maybe like no freckles, or just like not, because it's easier to spot someone who looks like me if they have dreads, they have my exact facial hair, you know what I mean? But there are people that look like exactly like other people, but just different race, different hair type, all
different
that.
Lifestyle.
Yeah. Have you ever figured that out?
A white dude that looked like you, and he got locks too.
But that's the thing, he had locks.
Yeah.
But like, even I think Funny Mike is the me that went down the wrong path.
22 Savage.
If I would have been in the streets.
Let me see this. What's that camera? Let me get that in real quick. Just so they can see it.
22 Savage. He did. You guys did look very, very, very similar.
And 21 Savage too. If I would have went all the way to the streets.
It's like a Pokemon evolution.
Right. Like me, Funny Mike, and then fully evolved is 21 Savage.
That's funny as shit.
His beard. That's crazy. Off, like the beard hair is the same too.
Nah, I'm going to show y'all.
Do look like you.
I'm going to show y'all some scary shit. So I was on Twitter one day, and this dude had made a tweet, and he was like, oh, the people that you know, the celebrities and all these people, they were reborn of people from the past and all this other shit. They had one nigga look like the baby in like 1970 and shit. He had a sword up. I was like, what the fuck? They had another nigga that looked like Ugly God. If y'all know who Ugly God is.
For sure.
And then they had one that looked like me. And I was like, the other people's versions didn't really look like them to the T.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the nigga that he posted, said I was reborn from.
Is he smoking like a magical pipe?
Yeah, he's smoking that gas.
That shit do look like
he got a durag on. And look at the beard, bro. That shit even patchy in the same
spoiler.
Spot.
It look just like this nigga,
bro.
Bro, yo, yeah, the people were calling that light skinned dude I just showed. They were calling him Patrick Moore. With the locks,
the fusion bro. Dance.
Like, bro.
Bro, that's you.
You can't tell me that ain't me smoking that gas and like.
When I move this phone, y'all gonna see that that's two. One, two. Now turn your head a little bit to like that. There you go. Boom. Face ass. I'm gonna get coffee. We'll do this intro song and we get this thing going, man.
Hey, that's so funny because I feel like. You know how you'll see like a family and you'll see like either a mom or dad's face and it'd be like, oh, it was copy paste. Mm-hmm. Like no differences, just again, me again. I think that shit is real. I think that I've seen like ancient versions of like Nicolas Cage and like all this shit. But I think we just take for granted how strong some genes are. Mm-hmm. Like we be thinking like it's only from son or mother to daughter son, but I've seen some great grandparents that look hella like their grandkids. Yeah. So I think that even if you were to believe that maybe that could happen over hundreds and hundreds of years, niggas could still have the same face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That might
I'm talking about exact same face.
That might be a thing. There might be just like someone who, and that's the craziest thing about genes is that they could skip several generations. Mm-hmm. You could have a bunch
up.
Of, and then one pop up that looked just like you. So if you stretch that out to like 100 years,
mm-hmm.
you could have a great, 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 great grandparent that's like copy paste of you. And that's wild.
That's how Wednesday was.
With what? The series?
With her ancient predecessor. She looked exactly like her. You ain't watch it?
Wednesday, the show, right?
The series, yeah.
Yeah, I watched the first few episodes, but
oh, you ain't finished.
She wasn't related to the people who were. Mm-mm. So wait, who are you talking about?
Wait, no, that was, yeah, she was related to her because she looked just like her. But you wouldn't know what I'm talking about because you ain't finished.
The actors look like each other?
No. Wednesday looked like her ancestor that was helping her out with her powers and shit like that.
Gotcha. Oh, got it. In the show.
So we don't even, eh.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the actors. Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, that show, it lost me.
Damn.
When she knew karate. It was like, I get it, she's really focused, but like, she beat up like 5 grown men.
She's in the like, coffee shop?
She's a little girl.
Outside, when they went to go to their field trip, yeah, she beat their ass.
No spoilers, it's
That's
very
what
early.
Locked me in.
It's very early, but I was just like, all right, I draw the line at martial arts. I get that this is like a weird goth girl who's like cool because she's confident, but the karate, the dance was a little weird too. I didn't like how much social media liked the dance.
Oh.
Yeah, they was on the dance for a couple of days.
Dance,
oh
my God. Like, there was people doing it in ice skates, and I was just like, it was swaggy.
Let's get this, because we in studio, so we got to get this this intro song down. I don't know if you've been familiar, but every show we do a different intro song,
okay,
different beat, something like that. Mm-hmm. We're just freestyling. You're just trying to freestyle and rhyme. Scary, like damn it, and that you scary with a big booty chick named Mary, okay. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? We just go with it.
All right.
We typically would ask the Patreon for some suggestions or genres of songs, but because we're mm-hmm. already 30 minutes in and
we're 10
minutes behind, we just gonna go with it like a little down south.
Let's do Memphis. Memphis. Beat. All
right. Or, yeah, yeah. You know what? RIP Gangsta Boo.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
Yeah, man. Hey. We in here with Memphis on Tuck Weezy. Forgive my Memphis accent. I'm trying. Hey. Opened up the laptop. Shit was scary, scary. Hey. I send a aim to my bitch Mary. Mary.
Hey.
She came through. She bust my cherry. Cherry.
Yeah.
Damn internet, you scary, scary.
Hey.
I pass it off to Tut, Weezy. He said that his shit is all breezy.
Yeah.
In the crib, listening to Lil Weezy.
Yeah.
Pass it to my left. Hey, pass it to my left. Yo.
Pass it to my left. Hey, it like a shelf. Yeah. D nigga fire. Run up on you like the ref.
Like the ref.
Hey, charge these niggas. Tag these niggas. Yeah. What you talking about? Nigga, I'm high as hell.
Sister.
Nigga, I'm floating.
Ooh.
Hey, I got so much flow, I ride in the ocean.
Yeah.
Sister. Yeah. Pass it out. Yeah, that shit like promotion. Hey. Yeah. Going in. Frozen skin.
Yeah,
frozen skin. Yeah, yeah. Nigga got a frozen heart. I'm an artist, so I do that art.
Come on. Come on.
This shit ain't hard.
Nope.
This shit is easy.
Yup.
It's Tuck to the Weezy.
To the Weezy.
Yeah. Getting that bread. It's getting real cheesy.
Getting real cheesy.
These niggas slobs. Yeah, they looking real sleazy.
Looking real sleazy.
Off the dome. Made this shit up as I go.
Memphis.
I'm a flow. I feel like Aristotle.
Yo.
I got poems for you hoes.
Are you hoes? I got poems for you hoes.
I said, this nigga ain't gonna never stop.
Let's go, Weezy.
I was getting lightheaded. I had forgot how to breathe. I'm holding my breath. I'm trying to beatbox.
That's some down south shit, man.
Yeah, that's
the right nigga freestyling. You don't have to. That's
it. Here for 2 hours. I ain't touched on one goddamn story.
Shout out to Memphis, man.
Man, yo,
Jesus.
Hands wet as fuck, boy. So much beatbox spit my goddamn head. This microphone gonna stink, bitch. Microphone smell like coffee and Cheetos, bitch.
From the beatbox, that's wild as hell.
Oh my God. that nigga about passed out.
Nigga. Hey, y'all ever been fucking and hold your breath like when you get close to nothing?
Why?
Why?
You know what it is?
Yeah, fucking,
is it? So here it is.
You know what it is.
with a chick about to come, right?
Okay.
And she be like, right there, right there, right there. A lot of niggas fuck it up. They trying to go all hard and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But when she say right there, right there, I just stay in the same spot. Whatever I'm in, I hold that bitch. And usually when I freeze, I forget to breathe too. So I'm just holding my breath, like, just trying to keep that same rhythm. If I do too much, I'm going to run out of air, but I got enough air in my lungs to be right there, right there, to make sure I finish with that same rhythm. I done almost died so many times trying to make sure, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm considering. Low-key, women, if you're right there, you should only say, I'm about to come when you right about to come. You ever had somebody say that and then it didn't happen right away.
Right,
it was like give us a 10 to 15 second grace period. If it's like, I'm about to come in 3 minutes, you saying that is like, it's about to happen. And then you just like,
yeah.
Women say, God, I'm damn, about come to come right there, like when they like 10 minutes away from your house. Like, you know, somebody say, I'm pulling up, I'm right outside. They take another 10 minutes for them to get there. Like, don't do your boy like that.
Yeah.
The fucked up thing is like, a woman to get turned off by one thing so fast, she'll think about, oh, my kids didn't take the meat out when they got home last night.
I hope they didn't
throw
about
her
that.
Off in the middle of sex and be like, oh,
and
well,
that's why
gone.
I don't do no breathing. I give them exactly right there. I'm the same myself. Thing right there. This is if I was at this speed, this is what I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna hold my breath because if I breathe the wrong way, you just had to exhale right now. I'm like, nope, I'm just right. It right here.
Y'all ever was fucking girl, but you had a little sniffle and you tried to hide it. I don't want to think I'm sick. So.
That's the most childish shit ever to have. To have a runny nose during sex, and you like, yeah, girl.
Cold as fuck at Nippy's house.
Like, I had a runny nose in the head, and I didn't want her to look up when I just put the pillow over my face.
Hey.
I'd have been in that position before.
You got to turn to the side.
Worse than all
quick.
Those.
What?
Have y'all ever got a runny nose while going down on a chick?
Oh, my God.
It's happened before, and I don't... That shit is terrible.
At that point, I just, hey, whatever happened, man.
If you wipe your nose, she'll be offended. Yeah. But if you just look up to her with a runny nose and you look like a damn sixth grader,
you got to do it real cool.
Spring,
like,
my allergies.
You do it, you just wipe both like that at the same time. Like, and wipe that shit on the bed.
Or you just put your face in it and let it all let it all mix.
You booger eating ass little boy.
And then when you come up, it's just everything. And she's like, yeah, I was so wet, huh? And it's like, yeah, me too.
You with this goddamn sinus infection killing you.
I'm just kidding. Don't
goddamn
do that.
Hay
don't
fever
that.
Is killing you, boy. Shit.
Well, that is a weird place to start because, and that's perfect because this is a very weird episode.
Okay.
I feel like today's theme is... we are in a simulation,
mm-hmm.
and I have a bunch of evidence of that.
Okay.
Not necessarily scientific evidence, but just there's a lot of weird shit going on.
Hell.
So I'm going to give you guys kind of like a table of contents mm-hmm. for my favorite stories that I want to go through, and you guys choose.
All right.
Do you guys want the wildly dangerous facts that are going on outside? This is just a safety thing because there's some crazy stuff going on. Do you want a twist in one of the biggest shows in Netflix history? Do you want the worst animated show of all time?
Oh, shit.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah. Let's start with that one because I already know what it is.
Let's start with this. Okay, so... In true just regular ass Hollywood fashion, they came out with a spinoff of Scooby-Doo, which is a classic Hanna-Barbera, one of my favorite cartoons of all time, actually.
Yes, Sarsky.
They did a spinoff called Velma.
Mm-hmm.
On paper, great idea, right? Spinoff called Velma, that's an interesting person to do a spinoff about, right? Except they made some changes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I'll give my biggest ones up front, and then I'll give the ones that everybody else is upset about. My biggest one, Scooby-Doo is not in this shit. They cut Scooby-Doo from Scooby-Doo.
You know what's so crazy? Scooby don't even talk. That's how dope of a character he is. This nigga don't ever have lines. All
burp. How you cut a nigga with no
Maggie.
Lines?
Maggie.
He had no lines. He's actually also the most impersonated nigga. So how you got the one with no lines is more impersonated than I've never seen a nigga be like, hey, I could do Fred from fuck
cares. Gang, let's split up. Me and Velma stay in the bedroom.
I do a crazy Daphne from Mr. Nigga.
Out
here. Oh, Fred. Take the all fucking right. ass cut off and get the fuck out my face, Fred.
I do an amazing Fred impression.
But I want to see no damn Fred.
All right, so off top, Scooby-Doo does not appear. No, race aside, Shaggy's black. Shaggy's black, and they call him by his real name, which is like Norville or something like that, right?
Bullshit.
Yeah. So he's not Shaggy, and he's black. I love black people. I would have been fine with a white Shaggy. Just because we knew him already.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what Hollywood needs to know. I think Hollywood thinks that minorities are like, man, can they turn all our favorite characters black? Like, that's not what we're asking for. We're asking for original black characters and black stories. Don't make Shaggy black. That's not what we want. Then the shit that everybody else hates, Velma's a lesbian, which... Mm-hmm. You could argue.
Yeah.
Maybe in the old school. You could have argued that.
My thing was like, they could have made a thick. This was a perfect opportunity to embrace. Y'all take everything else in my culture, but you don't want to take thick women. Velma was the perfect person to make thick.
You made Shaggy black, but you can't make Velma thick.
Right, because all the Velma costumes, mm-hmm, it be thick chicks. For Halloween, they be thick as fuck. It was a perfect opportunity to get that bitch some ass. I mean, just like, that would have kept niggas' attention just on the strip. Like,
yeah, niggas be like, this show ain't even that bad. You know?
Shit kind of wet, but Shawty thick as fuck, boy.
Shawty thinking, fuck, I'm on episode 70.
70.
I know the whole plot and everything.
They basically made her lesbian, which isn't a big deal. What I just don't like is they just messed up the dynamic of the Mystery Machine to me because... Shaggy is a black dude without the nickname. Fred is actually in prison for killing a bunch of girls, and that's what they're trying to prove, that he didn't do that. And she is a gay couple with Daphne or something like that. Mm. So it's just like, it's just a different cartoon, and we could have just did that.
Somebody I was talking to, their complaint was like they tried to please everybody in this cartoon.
Everybody just, at once, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was like they tried to please all the groups and all that. I get it, you know what I mean? That way you try to, you know, make sure you're good with everybody, but you still can get canceled.
Yeah,
you gotta do all that shit, you still get canceled because somebody didn't like the... I mean, they're doing the way with the M&Ms, the characters, mm-hmm, and they're just going to Maya Rudolph. She's going to be the new spokesperson for M&Ms. They're getting away from all the characters we grew up knowing. All the M&Ms, all because of the green M&M or the blue M&M, one of them.
They had weird shoes or something.
Now it's like, that's like, yeah, with no cartoons with nobody, bitch. Yeah. And you still go buy this chocolate covered candy coated.
I get that because people were already on their head talking shit. Hey, this M&M is this. This M&M has women's shoes, blah, 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 blah. So they were just like,
you know what?
Never mind.
Yep.
I get that. They were just like, fuck it. It's all right. We just wanted some M&M's.
Them niggas was like, everybody was like, hey, I want this one, dude. I want this one. You know what? Fuck it. Everybody eating spaghetti. How about that?
Maya Randolph. That's what y'all get tonight. Man.
We didn't ask for all that. I feel like...
That's the thing.
I feel like a lot of these shows are led by people who are more focused on pleasing, like, groups and catering to everybody than they are the story. Mm. Like, if you just kept it simple, you don't have to, like, add this. Like, I feel like some shows be like, everything's going good, but I think we need to add a little gay in it.
I mean, I don't mind adding the gay in it, but it's just, like, make it make sense. Hippie said that Velma has always been a lesbian, and kind of, like, the underlying thing.
It was arguable.
So it was already there, but it's just like, bro, like, y'all get a good script first.
Yeah. Like, the thing... It happening is not the bad part. It's definitely like making it make sense. Yeah. If it don't make sense, it don't matter what the character is. If Velma was a goddamn rock this time, make it make sense. Make us realize she was a rock from the beginning.
I think Hollywood thinks that these groups that are looking for representation are way simpler and easy to market to than they think. Like, I don't necessarily think that gay people or lesbians are like, oh, there's a new show with a lesbian. I want to watch it. Like, it still has to be... good to them. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they tried to please a whole new audience before mm-hmm. pleasing the audience that really they got the alley-oop from, which is Scooby-Doo.
The core.
Like, if they pleased the people who liked Scooby-Doo first, and
yeah.
that would have been easier because you got that core fan base. That's an alley-oop. They mm-hmm. already had the yeah. fan base.
Like, kids love this show. Let's make it a little freaky.
Bro,
you could have added a little bit, but the whole
sexual innuendos to childhood shows.
I'm waiting on. I'm surprised Donkey hasn't got a spinoff.
That's what needs to happen.
That's a great idea.
12 Puss in Boots movies.
12 of them.
Yeah, right?
I love Puss in Boots, but I don't know. It's only so much Antonio Banderas I can
have. That's probably why, because nigga saw the check that Eddie Murphy would need for that and was just like, Puss in Boots doing?
That's what they didn't do with the show.
Oh, shit. And what we couldn't have had is one of those spinoffs where they keep the donkey character and change the voice. How they do with mm-hmm. shit Emperor's New Groove and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, nah, we need Eddie, bro. Yeah. Just cut the check.
It would be an amazing show, bro. Him growing up with all his kids, and he got a dragon wife, and what does she be doing?
It's so with many different tale, ways yep. you could go with it because of he's such a, in-tune character, and he has, so much going on. Being mm-hmm. best friends with the ogre, having a wife, a dragon as a wife. We got little dragon donkey kids mm-hmm. Trying to find a place to live that allows pets. You know, it's so many different ways you could go with the movie, but, you know.
And they could even leave fairy tales and go to more modern stories and stuff like that.
Yeah, true.
But, you know, Velma being the worst animated series is not my own opinion. Mm-hmm. It became the worst rated animated series in IMDb history.
Damn.
1.3 stars out of 10 stars. This was with 5,000 reviews. And this happened on the same week that Last of Us premiered on HBO. Mm. And after one episode, it was considered better than Breaking Bad and The Wire. Do you guys think that's Do you guys think that's fair?
No.
They basically said that it beat The Wire and was tied with Breaking Bad as best series of all time just after one episode.
No, I don't think that's I don't think that's accurate.
It's the first episode. This shit is the best forever. We don't even need the rest of the story.
Not even that. It's like it's kind of like when you think about money back, like $5 million back in the day versus, you know, $5 million a day, or even like, well, what did they want for on the first Rush Hour? It's like, you kidnap somebody's always like $50,000, $150,000. Who do you think you kidnapped? Chelsea Clinton? Like $150,000 now is like.
That was how much it was?
It was
it was like hella low for back then.
Yeah, it was just like
hilarious.
But now you hear that, you be like, that's all they want for that kid?
Yeah.
50 million.
The Chinese ambassador. Daughter. That's all they want?
I thought he said 50 million.
Did it say 50 million?
$50 million. Who you think got Chelsea Clinton?
Let me see what it was. I might be wrong.
I want $50 million.
That sounds like the cadence of Chris Tucker, like $50 million.
Let me see.
Yeah, $50 million is still a lot of fucking money.
Oh, that is.
What was the dude's name?
The dude, the blonde dude?
Yeah.
He was a great villain. Yeah. I forgot. His name was
It's
the first time I saw a blonde Asian dude.
Jun Tao.
All right, it was
great memory.
Yeah. It was $50 million. Okay. I don't know why I thought it was a couple hundred dollars.
Jun Tao!
I used to remember it from the Chris Tucker lines.
I'm telling you.
$50 million either.
I just remember the things that Chris Tucker said. That was the whole premise of the movie.
Hey, that.
Yeah.
That was such a great pairing.
It was a great pairing, but man, it was a lot of racial.
Oh, that was the whole thing.
It was so good.
It was one joke.
Racism on both
it was
sides.
One joke. No, sorry, two jokes that was stretched out. It was mm-hmm. the Asian to black jokes, black to Asian jokes. Yeah. And man, was it great.
They were going in. They were going in. I heard that they didn't initially click though. Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan didn't initially click.
Oh, I thought Jackie did what he did to him in the movies. He pretended that he didn't know English.
Really?
Yeah.
For real? What?
That's what Chris said. Chris said that Jackie was pretending he didn't know English, man. Because Chris being young, he didn't know how to approach him. Like, this motherfucking karate legend. All forms of fighting.
I know, right? That would be. I mean, I feel like it would be tough to kind of click immediately with somebody with a language barrier, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But also, Jackie Chan been speaking English for 40
years.
Some people just kind of keep the accent and the broken. I wonder, do you guys think that you could fluently learn another language and be and sound like you were local?
I think with a lot of practice, yeah. I'm confident in myself.
I feel like even if I spoke another language for decades, I would still have the Jackie Chan type of thing, but in reverse, like I would still sound like I don't really know. Like I don't really know the language. I just learned it.
You just got to hang around people and pick it up like a sponge.
So you were right. It says prior to Rush Hour, none of the films Jackie Chan worked on showed him speaking English and often showed him speaking either in Cantonese or Mandarin. Mm. This led to a bit of tension on the set between Chan and Tucker, who was already a seasoned comedian at the time. Tucker often improvised lines, something that rubbed Jackie Chan the wrong way because he was already having a hard time understanding what Chris Tucker was saying throughout their time together filming the first Rush Hour film. Chris Tucker also had his reservations about working with Chan, recalling how tough it was to work with him initially because he thought Chan didn't know English because he didn't say one word.
That is hard. You just learned this new language. You get a script and the other nigga starts freestyling. Like, nigga, I'm not getting Black Man Radio. I'm not getting your references, Tucker. Gada. Chris, I mean, Jackie Chan is probably one of my favorite action stars.
Hell yeah.
I love how entertaining he is. Like, he'll take a bowl out of the kitchen and beat up three niggas with the bowl and then eat out of the bowl.
Yeah.
That's, like, the best part about Jason Bourne to me is, like, every Jason Bourne movie has a main fight scene where he's using some stupid weapon like a pen or a rolled up newspaper.
Man, he rolled up that magazine.
Beat that nigga ass. I would be so upset. I think the other nigga had like a knife or a gun or something.
He went with the rolled up magazine, then he got a pen. It killed him with a pen.
Yeah, one dude had the pen, one dude had the rolled up magazine, and then one dude had a towel or like a washcloth.
Yeah.
And whooped his ass. And I think that's like early Jackie Chan where he was beating niggas up with brooms, doing early parkour before we knew what that shit was.
Exactly.
Stinker was doing all of that.
Man,
doing
all of these own stunts have changed so much, man. Even like when it comes time to like buy a house or get a car, we're in such a better predicament than we were even just 10 years ago, thanks to companies like Kickoff. Mm-hmm. Kickoff is the easiest way to build credit and build credit fast. Whether you have no credit or you want to boost your score, Kickoff is the number one credit building app that has helped over a million people take control of their credit. I remember when I was trying to get my credit up, probably about 10 years ago, when I was trying to get a brand new car, and my credit wasn't bad, but it wasn't high enough to get the APR I wanted on the interest rate, and it also wasn't like established enough to where I was able to get like big loans because I didn't have enough work history continuously from like a regular job. It was just like all tour stuff. So Kickoff would have been perfect back there for me when I was trying to get my new car. But you can apply in minutes with no credit check, no hidden fees, and no interest. Plan start is just $5 a month. And every time, it's just one-time payment with Kickoff. You make with Kickoff. You make that one-time payment, and Kickoff is reported to major credit bureaus. So you always see the growth. You always know what's going on. It's not one of those things where you're kind of guessing. And it doesn't affect your credit score to check your credit score with Kickoff. It's just great, man. Kickoff has also been praised by big names like Forbes and NerdWallet as the smart way to build credit fast. And with a 4.9 out of 5 rating in the App Store and over 44,000 rave reviews, you can trust that Kickoff can help you get ahead of what you're trying to do. So, what are you waiting for? All right, we're always going to ask that. You know, we always got something for you guys. Apply right now in a minute and kickoff.com and start building your better credit. That's KIKOFF.com to build your credit score without the lift. That's KIKOFF.com. Hit over to Kickoff and get your credit score popping.
Get your credit score popping.
Do that.
Thankful I got that credit score. Boy, let me tell you something. If it wasn't for a good credit score, I would not have my MX. And I wouldn't have my MX, I would not be able to get the work done on my teeth because my dental insurance is the bullshit. Mm-hmm. Delta Dental is a fucking Ponzi scheme.
This is like they are the worst.
This is a reverse ad.
Delta Dental.
I told you about somebody I fuck with. Let me tell y'all about somebody
who I don't fuck with. Fucking hate Delta Dental, bro. They took out damn near $3,000 from December to now.
Shit.
And I was supposed to be all cut up. Now, keep in mind, part of that $3,000, they took out money for months that we weren't even signed up. And they told us they couldn't sign us back up until the new year. But they backdated the payments and still charged us for the months we weren't even able to use insurance.
Wow.
I go to the fucking dentist's office on last Tuesday to get a root canal, and the lady's like, tried to check myself, and she was like, you have no coverage. We get on the line with Delta Dental, and they like, yeah, only the kid has coverage. You or your wife don't have coverage.
Did they just take it off?
Bro, I don't know, but they had just took the money like a week ago, so it was like, well, get the money back, bitch.
Money for like, as in like...
As a payment.
Like for the you're next, still going.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fucking yes. crazy. Delta I didn't even know Dental. There was Delta Dental.
Too. Yeah, I fucking hate them. They the devil. Yeah. They are, and supposedly they're the best out of all the bullshit providers out there. Delta is supposed to be the top one, but they are big trash, man. And there's nobody, there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it, so.
I need to just figure out the how to cheat the point system and really take advantage of that shit. So I just signed up for the Bonvoy Marriott. So mm-hmm. I want to start getting hotel points and flight points, but yeah. I haven't spent points on anything yet. I'm just like new in the room, like
hold on to these points.
Y'all spending money and getting stuff, huh?
Yeah. The Amex, Greg, we were talking about how with Amex you get cash back when you shop at certain places.
Yeah.
And like they give you like a list of things that you do. Like right now, you spend $50 more, you get $5 back with the Amex. If you spend $150 more at Levi's, you get $30 back. If you spend $100 or more at STK, the restaurant, you get $20 back up to 40 times.
That's so genius because, like, that's such a weird marketing. It's like you weren't even thinking about this place, mm-hmm. but come through and spend all this money and you'll get $20 off. And I'll be like, all right.
That sounds like a good deal.
I mean, at some point, I got to eat. Might as well.
Like, I wasn't even thinking about that shit before.
Pay $40 for some crispy calamari. Why not? Hey, calamari is fire. Crispy calamari.
I can't do it.
You can't do the calamari?
Mm-mm. Can't do the calamari. I can't do the crawfish.
I can't do
no
the crawfish.
Why not?
Mm-mm. I'm not sucking
over. First time I seen it, it had the eyeballs on it. I was like,
what about
no.
headless? Shrimp look the same.
I don't get my shrimp like that. I get my shrimp with the head.
Crawfish stink worse than shrimp.
I don't do a whole lot of seafood. Like the deep seafood, the heavy seafood people eating, like the oysters, nigga, that's the boogers of the sea. That shit look like snot. People be.
Oh, is that?
No, it has the consistency of a loogie, too.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that, baby.
I tried every version, grilled, fresh, fried. It's all booger.
And they say it tastes different depending on the body of water that it comes from, too. Mm. I'm just like, bro. Because
you're sipping a little bit.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
You're sipping a little bit of water.
Shelled booger up out of here.
Shucking.
Shucking and jiving.
Yeah, I remember there was a we did like a food tour, and the lady who was leading it, she shucked these oysters with dirty hands. there was no toppings, no sauce, it was just lemon. And it wasn't horrible, but it was very weird.
That's the description somebody gives you first time they taste ass.
It wasn't horrible.
Tastes kind of weird, but you know, you see me walking around on it.
It needs something. It's a little dash of something.
Need a little dash.
A little dash of something.
And no, Sherry Boys, I have not eaten a whole fish yet. I've never been, like, to Mexico. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get this whole fried fish.
Oh, with the face still on it?
Yeah,
face
still on it.
What's the benefits of that? They eat the eyes, right?
Some people do. Your boy don't.
I could see eating the middle part, though, because that's like a cartoon. You know how they be eating
them. Yeah, and then leave the head and the bones in there.
Perfect.
Nah, man, just give me a filet of catfish, some catfish nuggets, goddamn me. I eat some salmon, but that's it. I don't need all that other shit. I really only eat tuna, like, in my sushi there. I don't even, like, eat, like, tuna fish, like, the whipped up tuna fish.
You don't eat that anymore?
I just don't, because I used to get it from Subway, then I found out that shit is like pillow fillings or whatever.
Y'all eat tartar? Shit tartar?
Oh, that's the worst part of it is they try to make you feel like it's not raw meat.
Right.
Let me tell you the first time I ever had tartar or some shit.
Is it steak tartar?
It was steak tartar. Yeah, so this is like around the first times I'm visiting LA. I have a meeting with my manager and like some investors and shit. And we go to this restaurant and like... Beverly Hills. We go to like a hotel in Beverly Hills and they got a restaurant in it and shit. So everybody got the menu. I'm sitting with like about 20 white people I never met in my life and about three of us are black. I'm like, what's going on?
It's a big ass table.
Big ass table. Yeah. That was a huge ass table. So everybody get the menus and shit. And one of my friends was like, yeah, I'm getting the tuna tartare. I was like, I see steak tartare and it come with fries. I was like, hell yeah. I don't want none of that tartar sauce, though. I'm cool. So I ordered that.
Oh, you thought it was tartar.
Listen.
Tartar.
I was like, you can hold the tartar sauce. I'm cool on that.
Tartar.
So. This me being a nigga that never been nowhere. I'm like, why the fuck would I want tartar sauce with my steak? I'm thinking it's like steak bites and fries and shit. I'm
Did
like,
you tell him, like, no, I'm easy
listen,
on the tartar?
He asked, the shit that scared me was he asked everybody else, like, how would you like your burger? How would you like your burger? And then he get to me, and I say, I want a steak tartar. And he like, okay. And he just walk off. I'm like, damn,
he didn't ask about
yeah,
the...
ask me how I want it. I guess he... figured that I look like a medium well nigga.
It only come in he, super rare.
And he brought the cart out. He gave everybody else their food, and he had this like silver cart. And I'm like, oh, he got my food on the cart. He about to hibachi that shit. He about to cook that shit in my face. I already know. And I see him just mixing and like, I'm like, I don't see no heat. I don't see nothing plugged in. I'm like, must be like one of them heated carts or some shit. I don't know. He got some they got high technology here.
Heated cart that can cook me?
That's yeah, I was like, that's cool. I was like, damn, Beverly Hills, y'all doing it big.
Damn, Beverly Hills.
Man, he started putting seasoning and shit in it, and he get a spoonful of it, and he put it on my plate. And he said, you let me know if it needs anything else. And I said... I said, yeah. I said, to be cooked. That's what else
he
needs.
He didn't do the grinder thingy?
He did. Look, it was already, nah. He just mixed that shit up, mixed some soy sauce and some shit in there, and scooped it on my plate. Bro. I was like, I need it to be cooked. He was like, I can't turn it into a burger out for you. Yeah, burger that motherfucker.
Wow. Hey, rich people got some damn audacity. Like, bro. Hey, you know what niggas would pay for? Uncooked
niggas,
meat.
I was talking to the first time I had it. I'm at a table with some friends. They've had it before. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you just try it, just try it. I'm like, what is it? They were like, just try it. And I was like, all right, cool. It comes. I'm thinking it's just like super rare. I think it's like medium rare, but like, you know.
But you see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I taste, I was like, what's gonna taste done? It was like, yo, it's raw. I was like, why would you give me raw steak? It was right. Like, well, it's cooked by the acidity of the lime juice or the lemon juice. I'm like,
shut up.
That don't cook nothing.
That's not true.
That's the
I ain't never had a fucking Sprite. It was like, oh yeah, that's well done.
The lime juice cooks.
No, fuck that. They really try to pass off like the acidity of the lime juice.
Oh my god.
Cooked. I was like, bro, get the fuck out of my face.
No, it don't. It just make it limey. And
wrong. The only time I've ever seen it, they had the nerve to have a nigga in a tuxedo doing this shit, and it came out in the little like like how you know how hair came out of them dolls.
Yeah,
yeah. It came out like that.
Plato doll.
Like Plato, and he was cranking it, and it was just like it was crazy expensive. The nigga had a tuxedo, but it was just like that even the color of it looked like ground beef.
Yeah.
And they're just like, no, we're only giving you a little, and it's expensive. And it's like, no, that's not enough.
No, I'm good,
that's
bro.
Not enough.
No, cook my shit, man. Now, when it comes to steaks, I love a good steak. I don't need a whole lot of shit. Salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. If it's a good cut of meat, you don't need nothing but salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. I don't need no steak sauce, none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But steak tartare, I get mine medium plus.
Medium plus? I didn't even know.
It's literally like an unlocked heat. I didn't know about it
bro,
this year.
Medium plus is where you want to be. Now, real steak houses, for the most part, they'll know what you mean.
Is there like a high package?
No.
Nah, like Hulu plus?
Medium is just like, medium plus is like just a little bit before... a little bit after medium rare.
Oh.
But it's like not like it's like not medium well. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like 0.5. It's a good little, it's the perfect middle ground for people that want to steal juicy steak, but you don't want to steal a whole lot of blood when you're cutting through it.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Because a lot of times when people say medium well, they come out and it's like damn near well, you know? Mm. But then a lot of times when you order medium, you just like, this is way too bloody. So it's kind of just like, okay. It's just like right in the middle.
Just put me on to some shit. Medium plus.
Medium plus,
boy. Right.
Get your meat plused.
I love it. I love a good steak, baby.
I feel like I'm the same. I like salt, pepper. Randomly, Italian seasoning works with steak for me.
Really?
And giving it like a bath in butter and garlic. As long as you got the...
butter bath makes a difference,
The dousing.
Oh, I forgot. I met Al Pacino that day. He was drunk as hell. He bumped into my nigga chair.
The day of the tartar?
The day of the tartar, yeah.
Oh, you was that at was a mafia meeting.
That
spot.
Was a wild day. Yeah, I felt like it. He walked past, man, bumped the shit out of my nigga chair. It was like, ah.
Was he drunk?
He was drunk as shit.
Oh, shit. That's a cool story.
That is. Al Pacino.
I think he was probably there having a wild ass meeting.
He,
bro.
He was definitely having a wild ass meeting.
I would have spent a day with a couple people just to see what they day to day is like. Yeah. Like Erica Badu, for sure. Got to do that. We get some tea early in the morning. Mm-hmm. I like to hang with Al Pacino. Like, hang with people like where, because it's weird. I was watching this video and this guy was talking about, it was like, when you're making between this much and this much a month. And he got up to like, when you're pulling in like $100,000 to $200,000 a month, money loses its concept. The importance of it, the significance of it loses its concept. And then you just start living life for experiences. He's like, me and my homeboys, me and my friends are going to F1. The tickets are $3,000 a piece. Mm-hmm. He's like, we're going to rent a villa and we're just going to watch the race from the patio of the villa. Yeah. He's like, you start just living for experiences. You don't ever ask what the price is. You never look at price tags. You just amazing. Live life. So to go with somebody and just do that on the day and film that type of shit, like, yo, motherfuckers just... Like, that's some dope shit, because I told Farron, I was like, one day I want us to take, like, a 24-hour trip. Don't pack our bags or anything. We just have a list of cities we want to hit. We go to the airport, see what the price is like, and we go to that one city for that day. Mm-hmm. And we plan that shit, and, like, if our max is $1,500, like, this is how much money we're going to spend on this trip. So the tickets cost $400, so we go get a room for, you know, $300. That means that we got $800 to go spend and either eat or see a show or do some type of activities. But, like, I want to do some shit like that because I feel like a lot of times money does hold us back, especially, like, when you're younger, you're thinking about, oh, I'm going to go on a trip, but I only got this much to spend. Like, I want to see what it's like to not even think about that type of shit.
Right.
That makes sense, though. I mean, I feel like experiences are the part that you can't get back. And I feel like a lot of people get stuck just raising this random number. And it's important that you have a high number of this money thing, but it's like... that people just literally like live all about making the money and they just, this number keeps rising and they don't get to enjoy none of it. Yeah. And them experiences, I'd be jealous of people who, like, I knew people in college that were like, they already saw the world and they were like 18, 19. And they were just like, I sold my car, got like $5,000 and did all this shit. And it wasn't about being rich or having the time. They just made it happen. And so it was just like, you can't.
I think being black definitely has an effect on us when it comes to that. Yeah. Because, like, I've thought about doing that shit when I was in my 20s and shit. Like, but it's like, damn, if I, you know, I took business all my schooling. Like, from high school to college, it was always kind of centered around business. And from that mindset, when you think about doing something like that, you come back to the workforce, you got this big gap on your resume. Like, and people gonna ask you, like, what were you doing for this time? And, like, I feel like if you're white and you say I was touring the world, I was finding myself, then that's cool. But if you, like, if you say you're a black person, like, I was just checking out the world and stuff like that, Vern, they're not gonna believe you.
You sound homeless.
You sound like we're selling
you
drugs.
Sound like you were just unproductive for a couple years. You were in between jobs. So what really happened, Tyrone, when you're in jail?
I never thought about that.
So, like, I always thought about it like that. Really, like,
what were you doing from 2015 to 2017? Europe, Africa. This nigga's an international drug smuggler.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And so I always, like, it's not as much now, I would imagine, because so many things are done remotely. You can do it from home. Mm-hmm. But back in the day, those were real questions that you would ask in interviews. Like, why this gap in your work history? Right. What was going on here? Like, well, what do you think you bring to the company? All of that type of shit. And I feel like a lot of those questions were set up to where we couldn't even think about doing something like, like traveling the world or doing some shit like that. Plus, a lot of times when people do that type of shit, they might sell all of their belongings and shit like that, but they come from a family where they can get the support if they get to a place and they're hard up.
Yeah.
Somebody can wire them $1,500 or $10,000 so they can continue to... That's the thing. They wire them enough money to continue the trip, not just come home.
Right, right, right.
It's like, nigga, right now, where I stand, I'm like the breakout store of my family. So I would have had nobody. Even back then, I would have had nobody I could call and just ask for a couple $100s.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So...
Hell yeah.
I would love to do that shit, but back then that just wasn't an option, nigga. Right. Yeah, you want to, motherfucker.
Plus, you got to know how to do that shit. You can't just, you can't just go backpacking in Europe without without a little experience, you know.
And that's another thing. Why you can get away with more shit like that? Because you, as a white American, until you open your mouth, you could be from France. You could be from Paris. Until you open your mouth, they might not know that you're actually not a full blood, whatever fucking country you're from. But when you're black and you are in these other countries, the way you walk tells on you. The way you dress tells on you. So it like
America,
it also,
that is a nigga.
Right. Man, they don't comfortable to be there and always be the minority somewhere. Yep. And not even know who you can talk to, especially when there's a language barrier. I'm like, bro, that shit's scary. Fuck that shit. I'd rather deal with the devils I know.
Nah, for real. Speaking of devils and traveling.
Nice segue.
Everybody in North Carolina, I would advise you guys to be careful. And this is just going to make me be extra careful, too, because the police out there are finding razor blades inside gas pumps. Mm-hmm. Basically, they're taping these razor blades inside so that if you were to squeeze the gas pump, you would essentially cut your fingers open or off.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who's just really trying to see the world burn like that, man. But I think that's just an extra thing to check about because it's kind of crazy out there. We in a damn simulation right now.
In the late 90s, in the early 2000s, there was a myth going around where people were putting AIDS-infected syringes in gas handles and shit like that.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say the trick-or-treat candy.
Yeah,
there was a gas pump, too?
Yeah, it was in a pump,
candy
too.
Apple.
Yeah, they were supposedly doing that in the gas pumps, too. So you grab it and you stick yourself with it. It's like, bro, like, what type of people just do that? That's wild as fuck. First of all, you're not even there to, like, witness it.
It's just like, yeah, I know it happened.
I know somebody got
somebody bleeding. Especially the kid ones. Like, you really at home fashioning a razor and a Twix bar and sealing it, hoping that just like some little kid just comes like, yeah, I'm sure he bit into it by now. Like,
yeah. Sherry Bones hit it on the head. She's like, she remembered that urban legend because a lot of these things was supposedly happening, but a lot of it turned out to be urban legends, like some of the candy, syringes and candy, and also like do y'all remember one was like, if you see somebody driving with their lights off, and somebody flicked their lights and let them know, and then they followed the person home.
That's a gang
initiation. Yeah, they follow you home and kill you.
That's an urban legend?
Supposedly that was.
Is it?
Okay.
That's what I heard.
I thought it was real for years.
But then I heard it was an urban legend.
That made me uninterested in helping anybody.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I feel like I am a good person.
Hey, man, your lights off. Cool, we're getting
like,
him.
Right. Yeah, I know, right? Between that and all the movies I've seen of, like, somebody helping a hitchhiker or, you know, with a flat tire or broken down car, and then all these people jump out, and it's just like those people were punished with their lives for being a good person. I'm just like, well, somebody else will get it.
All right, flashing your headlights at an oncoming car could get you killed by a gang member, and they say that is fiction. The truth. This has circulated for more than 20 years, but there is no truth to it. The folks at the DARE program deny that this is email ever originated with them. Supposedly, I guess that's where it originated. They brand this warning as a hoax. The DARE program works among kids who are at risk to become gang members. They describe themselves as giving the kids the life skills they need to avoid involvement in gangs, drugs, and violence.
But how would you know? Like, how would that be reported? Like, if someone was shot and killed, I don't know if they...
Maybe one person in the car got away.
Have to be survivors for that. It's like,
well, I mean, if you're a gang member, you only got to kill one person, I think. It's like life for a life, and then you get your
That's enough to be an urban legend. Yeah.
You get your teardrop.
That just happens.
They got a teardrop ceremony and shit. All the gang members there clapping and shit after he finished.
Woo, crazy. I'm so proud of you.
Way to kill that nigga.
You taking that nigga life.
Yeah, kill. 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 Kill.
Yeah. When the white man kill us, it's a problem. But when we kill each other, that's respect. Whoa! That's 10 drops, nigga.
Real nigga shit.
10 drops?
Yeah.
You running out of face?
You running out of
I'm
face?
I'm putting in
it's
too much work.
Down your neck.
I'm putting this in way too. This nigga sad. This nigga crying in these streets.
You got a list.
Courtney, that is a rule, too. Like, flashing at oncoming cars to let them know a cop is there is different from flashing at a car that didn't have their lights on. We're talking about initially it was like if you flash your lights at a car that didn't have their lights on, then that would be the whole gang thing. But like, that is still a thing, very much a thing, flashing a car at oncoming cars when you just saw a cop. You can let people know.
Which is hella unfortunate for niggas who forgot to turn their headlights on.
Yeah. It's like, you're just driving when you see a nigga with that shit up. Well, we got it.
I've been driving for an hour and a half. Nobody told me. It's like, nigga, everybody thought you was dangerous. It's like, nope. Uh-uh. Well, you ain't gonna get me.
You ain't gonna get me.
It ain't that dog. It's a lot of street lights. Nigga be all right.
You know your lights off. You don't see.
Nigga be all right.
Nigga be okay.
So you mentioned that some, I don't know if you knew him or not, but somebody who was rich went to buy villas and just watch the races and shit like that. Mm. It's funny you bring that up because one of the stories is related to that because Malcolm in the Middle, Frankie Muniz, is now a NASCAR driver.
Yeah. You know what's so crazy? One of the first episodes of Punk'd. Yeah. He had this vintage Porsche,
nice ass car.
Right? And he had parked it at this lot. He was having a meeting about a movie, and he came out, and his car was gone, and it was Ashton Kutcher and them punking him. But in that episode, you could tell how invested he was in cars. Uh-huh. So to hear this isn't really a shock. Huh. It's more of like, damn, he really saw that shit through.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's so different than what he was doing. Apparently, it's the minor league, which I didn't even know NASCAR had.
Neither, guys.
D league and a minor league.
What is that? What does that even mean?
Are they like college scouts? Are there niggas that drive in college?
That like, nigga going in the circle good.
You can't drive in high school. So you can't get scouted. Like,
you're in the back of his Uber. You're like, you ever thought about driving professionally yet?
NASCAR scouts got to wait until they graduate. They're just like, come on, man. Just drive my car. I'll let you drive. But yeah, he says he still plans to appear in films and television shows, but he now considers himself a full-time driver who is acting on the side.
Wow.
So, missions, we're talking about side missions. Is there something random where if you just had nothing but money and free time, like all the whole trying to make it, trying to be someone, trying to be stable, all that stuff was just moved to the side, would you guys jump into something completely different?
DJ.
Okay.
Mm. I would DJ for free.
And do comedy on the side, like move comedy to the side?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I would DJ. Bro, if I had the time to invest just hours and hours upon, like, perfecting DJing and making, and then that was the other thing with, like, making my own beats to, like put tracks under a track and, like, make that shit my own. Bro, I would absolutely do that shit. Absolutely.
What would your DJ name be?
I don't know.
DJ Bob Bob.
No.
No.
Not that one, no. That's an S.
DJ Medium Plus.
Here we go. It's your boy.
I'm not DJ. Rare and I'm not well done.
I would probably have it as a sound, like my DJ name was ba-ba-ba-ba.
Medium Plus.
Medium. Come through tonight. We got DJ ba-ba-ba-ba on the ones and twos.
Oh, my God.
What you think?
What I do? Shit.
What would your ultimate side mission that would become your main mission? Because he was probably low-key racing on the side.
Yeah.
With the Porsches and shit.
I got to think about that one. I might be a fucking master chef.
Really? You like cooking like that?
Yeah, I fuck with cooking.
Damn. The shit you don't know.
Chef Wheezy.
Yeah, I don't know. Wear a ski mask so people.
You wouldn't want people to know?
The max chef.
Oh, you mean that would be like the gimmick? Thing,
yeah.
Ski mask chef?
The mask chef is dope. That's got a nice little ring to it. It's kind of like the mask singer. Like, chef. You just find out like some of your favorite artists and actors and shit are dope in the kitchen.
It was me that made that steak. Yeah.
Right? The part that don't matter?
Hey, that's the show.
Hey, it is low key though. It's just like the Masked Singer.
I didn't know Ja Rule made a killer quiche.
That's steak is a whole sandwich with some old bologna. Like,
imagine like
this sandwich tastes a million. Ja, is that you?
He was like, this is amazing. Beyonce. Beyonce made my grilled cheese.
Apparently. Grilled cheese is her favorite thing to make.
That'd be crazy. A cheesy Cleopatra, baby. Yeah.
It's like a big ass mascot too. Unnecessary.
That'd be
like
hilarious.
The bull is Solange.
What about you, Pat?
I don't know. I feel like it would be fun to be like a artifact, like a like a treasure hunter.
Oh, that would be dope.
Like Nicolas Cage.
That would be dope.
That'd be fine.
The only thing that's scary about that is like you got to do some wild shit to actually get one because there's hella people that have tried. So it got to be some treacherous shit that I don't know if I'm willing to do. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, trying to find a little, like a golden Elgato in some type of jungle.
Bro. I'm surprised James Cameron hasn't found more treasure. As much as he be underwater.
Diving and shit.
I'm like, that would be dope as fuck, like to like, literally do the research for like where pirate ships went down, find it, go out there, you know, have a mathematician that can like account for the time and the waves and the shifting of the earth.
Trillions of dollars in there.
Nigga, I can't even imagine how much treasure must be underneath.
But it's gotta be. They all gotta be in hard to reach places.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you gotta think like. First of all, the first niggas with maps got most of it.
Right. They definitely got most of it.
All the easy shit, they were just like, oh shit, nigga, that's right off of Venice.
And ain't no record book either. niggas ain't turning it in. Yeah. Ain't no record book for
ain't nobody else with the map yet. They'd be like, oh shit, that's right there. I feel like all the easy stuff has been wiped. You gotta go deep into the Mariana Trench to get like a coin. Get like one little coin.
I wouldn't
coin.
Be able to go there because I can't say that word. Mariana Trench. Marinara Trench. Oh, we found the cheese sticks.
In the Marinara Trench.
Yes, all the cheese sticks.
I think it was just at Chili's. He wasn't even in the water. I'm in deep in the Marinara Trench.
In the Marinara Trench.
This nigga was at Applebee's. Going where no man's gone before.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
That's
be dope, though. All right, well, shit, that would be dope, man. I wish, you know, one of us gets a chance to do that.
Hell yeah.
I'm definitely going to DJ at some point, but, you know.
Side mission?
Side mission would be fun as hell, bro.
Start doing that. As soon as I reach a certain level, I'm just going to start doing side missions.
Yep. You can start easy. Just get a little metal detector, go on the beach.
Yep. I'll be seeing
start
that.
Off
that
as
shit
one of
boring.
On the beach.
That shit look boring as hell because niggas be out there several hours and be like, $2.50. That'd be a great day, though. If you find in metal and you get $7, that's a lot of fines.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not a good enough day for me. Yeah.
But you might find some rings down there, too. Some rings, some earrings, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like I would do it near people who are still there.
Hey, move your leg. It's beeping. That motherfucker's going
that's
off.
That's way more likely than like, oh my God, somebody's wallet. Like, it's gotta be something that was recent.
Sand is hard to dig in too, because that shit just be falling right back as soon as you're trying to dig a hole. That little sand just give him like, get the move, nigga.
Hey, how come them niggas ain't robbed more? I feel like you could just be sitting down waiting for this nigga to be like, oh.
Let him do all the digging. All the digging.
And as soon as he's done. What'd you get?
So, what'd you find today?
What'd you find?
So what we find today, my boy?
30 years, I found Prestigio Sir Drake's watch. It's like, nigga, I found it.
Appreciate you finding that for me. I was looking for it,
man. Appreciate that, my boy. Well, listen, man, it's about that time for us to get up out of here. Tuck Weezy, thank you for coming through, man. You got anything coming up you want to let the people know to look out for? Anything like that?
Yeah, actually, look out for a film that I was recently in. It's hitting the festivals.
Sundance.
We just left Sundance. Performed some live music from the soundtrack of the film because I do some of the music for the soundtrack of the film.
Super dope, my boy.
Lead co-star Lorraine Bracco's in it. Shout out to my boy Malik. He's amazing as fuck. The film is called Jasir. Right now it's doing a festival circuit and shit. Till that motherfucker get picked up.
Yes, sir.
It is, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Jasir. Hell yeah, man. We got Tuck Weezy in the building, man. Shout out to the Scary Squad. Thank y'all so much for tapping in and watching as usual, man. We appreciate y'all. We got some things coming up, guys. Just stay tuned. It's going to be a lot of fun. But as always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you on the next episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
Later,
peace, guys.
See y'all next week.